Hello and welcome to this daily devotional podcast presented by Concord United Methodist Church. We hope that you'll find this time of scripture, reflection, and prayer a refreshing part of your daily walk with God. This series of devotionals follows our daily Bible reading plan, which coincides with our current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. You can find the scripture readings for today by downloading our daily Bible reading plan. You can find that plan at concordunited.org/Bible. Finally, we invite you to share this podcast with family, friends, or anyone who might benefit from it. Today's devotional was written and presented by Pastor Brooke Hartman. The scripture is Genesis chapters 5 and 6.
Reading the book of Genesis is a journey that takes us inside many stories we are familiar while at the same time exposing us to parts of familiar stories that we are not as accustomed. Genesis 5 and 6 might fall into the category of less familiar. These two chapters provide for a transition from Adam to Noah. Genesis 5 describes the lineage of Adam, including introducing Noah as part of Adam's lineage. Genealogy is part of the story of Genesis. We encounter multiple lists of ancestors in the book of Genesis. These lists are not fillers because the author had nothing else to say. These lists of ancestors connect generations to each other. Check out Matthew 1, 1-16, and Luke 3, 23-38, as the lineage of Genesis is connected to Jesus. This reminds us of the connection between the Old Testament and the New Testament. Remember, Genesis is our backstory. Genesis 6 begins with six verses that are described as, quote, the wickedness of the world, according to the subheading in my study Bible. Scholars present multiple explanations for these verses. One possible explanation is that these verses provide evidence for how corrupt the world is, thus leading to destruction through the flood that is introduced later in Genesis 6. Genesis 6 through 5 through 8 are verses that stop me in my tracks. The Lord saw how great the wickedness of the human race had become on the earth, and that every inclination of the thoughts of the human heart was only evil all the time. The Lord regretted that he had made human beings on the earth, and his heart was deeply troubled. So the Lord said, I will wipe from the face of the earth the human race I have created, and with them the animals, the birds, and the creatures that move along the ground, for I regret I have made them. But Noah found favor in the eyes of the Lord. The Lord saw. The Lord regretted. So the Lord said. In our inductive Bible study group, we stopped at these verses and discussed, did the Lord really regret making human beings? In further study, we discovered how other translations use the word grieved. I am reminded how there are times I'm grieved by my own actions and the actions of others as we live out of our humanity. As hard as it is at times not to hurry past parts of Scripture that are uncomfortable, staying long enough to wonder is part of the journey through Scripture. Genesis 6 introduces us to Noah, who is described as righteous, blameless, and who walked faithfully with God. God, our Creator, continues the efforts to redeem God's creation. The flood is coming, yet so is the rainbow and the promise. This is our backstory. This is us. Let us pray. O Lord, our Creator and our Redeemer, we come to you today wondering about these verses in Genesis. We have observed the importance of ancestors while at the same time curious about the verses of wickedness and your plan for destruction. Help us see how these verses speak to us today. May we continue to gain more understanding of who you are and who we are. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for loving us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you for listening to today's daily devotional. This podcast is a ministry of Concord United Methodist Church. For more information about our church, including worship times, mission opportunities, and study groups, please visit our website at concordunited.org. We also invite you to visit our YouTube channel, where you can see past worship services, including the current sermon series, This Is Us, Genesis in Context. Finally, we would be honored if you gave this podcast a positive rating so that others can find it and benefit from it.